This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The man with his own theme music, Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, joining us in studio. Maryland has a massive basketball game tonight. They take on Florida, the number one seed in the West region. 7:30 tip, pregame coverage 6:30 here on 105.7 The Fan. But Jimmy, before we get to the game,
can we go to a happier time before we get to all that?
Sure,
you can do whatever you want. This is inside access.
All right, let's get you a little
talk
closer
into
the mic,
Jimmy.
I am
a smidge.
No. Yeah, this might be on purpose.
Yeah,
the Derek Queen shot.
Yes,
where does you have seen a wide length and breadth? How? Where does that rank for you? How excited were you? Screaming?
I mean,
did you punch somebody?
No. We were just, thrilled that he look. Derek Queen's a Baltimore guy. Derek Queen's an Under Armour guy with Mookie and Team Thrill. Derek Queen's been a St. Francis guy a few years before he went to Montverde.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a wonderful human. But he practices those type of shots. Mm-hmm. I've seen him work out. Derek Queen's game has evolved. And will continue to evolve. After Cooper Flagg and Harper, VJ Edgecombe, I'd pick him fourth in the draft right now.
That's that guy from the
Illinois,
Europeans.
Because your friend from Illinois, that, Yakachunas.
Yes.
Every turns time, it over a lot.
He loses every time I watch him. That's impressive.
Yes.
He's 0-4. I'm like, oh, I went to see the kid play four times. He lost all four times.
You're a mush for
but
him.
That doesn't matter to your generation, Tim.
Yeah.
TIM says his pro potential and his length is why we love him.
Yeah, Tim.
How about winning, Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
Hey.
Boom, what's up with that?
And that's what happens with Queen is he beat VJ Edgecombe in the Adidas versus Under Armour Challenge in Vegas. That was all the top names. He single-handedly won. He helped Montverde to the national. Yeah, Cooper Flagg's unbelievable. He's Larry Bird Jr. He's feisty. Queen never adopted anything except his own situation and regime. In other words, he's been his own guy. Whether it was around Liam McNeely or Kevin Boyle, the coach who's now going to Spire up and leaving Montverde. Like, this is the basketball world, if you're listening. Haney and Nolan, sorry, I'll try to keep it simple so you guys can follow.
Yes. Sunshine.
Okay. Hey, okay. So Nolan, let's do one connects to two, okay? No. This is the big board. This is the big boys' world right now.
Yeah.
Things are moving fast.
Yes.
This is Montverde to Spire. This is Under Armour. This is guys in the transfer portal. This is coaches leaving. You better be ready to rock and roll the next 3 weeks, TIM. Or you won't have team.
Buckle up, Tim.
And so here we are. Florida's coach, he was in trouble earlier in the year, last time I checked.
But
then he beat Carolina, Wake Forest, and all these Arizona states. He had a good non-conference. Then he rolled. Then he lost to 20 by Tennessee. Then he came back. But he squeaked by UConn. They got a good big, but it's Clayton Jr. what's going on with Queen? He's a winner, great person. But we all know this. You take Flag off Duke, which they did last week.
Yeah.
They still won.
Yep.
You take Queen off Maryland. Are we winning?
No.
No, sir.
Not
no.
like that. So no. where does his shot
Crap rank? Four.
Him, Drew Nicholas.
They don't even get a nickname without Queen, let's be real.
Things like that, like those shots in the NCAA
yes. history.
But you know what was crazy was there anyone in the country that wasn't watching?
Big moment.
The men and the women of the Maryland Terrapins have had the two best games, I think, in the tournament. The double overtime, girl had 45. I was 11 for 16 on my Sweet 16.
Look at you.
Nice.
Haney. Sorry, Haney. We're going to jump around again. I know you don't like that, but we're 11 for 16.
We go with you. We follow you. Yeah. You're our point guard. We go wherever you go, and we don't complain.
You got the lead, man.
We don't complain. We don't air our dirty laundry, and we don't complain.
Yeah, well, those two were the other day.
Sunshine, you're our
carrying
Rudy.
The show for you're us. Six guests. Six coaches from the NCAA called in.
Hey.
I'm going to skew old school.
You're a Patsos.
You're our Rudy Archer. You're man in the point.
You know what's funny? He was really good point guard.
Yes, he was.
That stuff. That team was really good with Bob Wade.
Yes. They had Keith Gatlin back.
They had Keith Gatlin back. They had Rudy Archer. And, of course, you know, Williams.
Brian Williams.
Who ended up RIP. And Tony Massenburg. And Walt was a freshman. And they went to the NCAA, won a game. But I think Queen's moment was redemption for him and Willard for the tough losses they had, including Northwestern, including the bank shot at Ohio State, who ended up not making the tournament because they lost to Indiana and then they lost to Iowa, including the 48-footer from Michigan State. But this was a good one to get back.
So how do you feel like the distract? Does the distract?
How do I feel? A little frustrated today.
Yeah.
It hasn't been my quietest 2 days.
No, no.
Phone's probably been ringing a little bit.
All my friends are calling me now.
Yeah. I bet.
I
friends.
What about?
And then like my Hoya friends are like, hey, what do you think? I said, I think you're in the crown for the fourth straight year you have made the NCAA. When you make the NCAA, you Hoya fans, then you can call
me. We don't have time for that baloney.
Easy.
Go to
cool
the Tombs and get a burger and watch the crown next week.
Yeah. Hoya Saxa, more like Hoya Loser, right? Am I right? Right?
They were afraid to play Caputo and GW, who had a nice year, 20 wins.
Yeah, you were doing those games.
That was the GW and Towson are fun to do on Monumental. But you see a lot of like the Hamptons of the world, the Monmouths of the world. But you also see some other Navies and that. But you also see some good teams they played. Towson, Pat Scary, boy, what a run he had. And then just to run into Delaware, that thing, those things happen. You know, otherwise, where is his name out of the coaching for? Because he's had four 20-win seasons. Steve, the AD, maybe he should be the AD at Maryland. The place is packed. He does a great job. We need an AD. We need a coach. But what do we have coming? Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, Kermit. Coach Kermit.
Yeah.
Coach Kermit will bring it.
How about that big announcement?
Can I mention a name for AD? How about one James Patsos?
No.
Oh,
where I am.
Come on.
Sunshine.
What about VP of basketball operations?
Yeah, something like that might be. I'm very happy working for Kevin Plank and Ted Leonsis. I'm very, very happy. I do what Plank says and Ted Leonsis says.
Yes. Serve at the master.
We just, and then we come in here.
But if Kermit
I just
comes
got Bob Phillips here.
Yeah. Coach Kermit wants
Kermit Cash, though. Kermit Cash. That speaks.
I think that Maryland can win tonight, though.
I do,
I don't
too.
Think the players are as invested as
all. That's what I was going to ask you. Like, you got three guys that have been there 30.
I will stay for another segment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
you
man.
I think I will have some meatloaf.
Yes. We got three guys that have been there 30 seconds, and a couple other guys leaving. So, like, how much does it affect them? We'll talk more with Jimmy Patsos next here on The Fan. More with Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, in studio. Let's talk about the game itself.
Let's talk about the artist, Donovan. You know who his daughter is?
Is it Ione Sky?
Listen to Weinman yesterday.
You told us that
anything,
already, though.
Right?
He's
but
just a good, got a good memory.
Yeah. Good memory. She has a book out.
Say Anything. Also, she did a movie where she was very naked. That's all.
Leave very
it
nice.
Alas.
So what are we going to talk about Florida? How my friends from Connecticut gave them the game of the world. My friends from Wilton, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Grants watched a two-time national champ almost take them down.
Yep.
Connecticut's not that good.
Did Hurley expose anything? Is there anything that Willard and his group can look at from that game and learn from?
I think being tough, frustrating. I'm going, hey, they were the tougher team that game in Connecticut. You know, and then this is, look, Caravan's good in those guys. We all know up in Connecticut. Connecticut's a unique job because whether it's from Wilton to Greenwich up to Bridgeport to Hartford, there's like 50 little papers. So they have this huge media following. Calhoun started this. But it is like a cult up there, and deservedly so. Mm-hmm. And then Hurley takes this. So they weren't going to back down to anybody, but they weren't the most talented group. But they out-toughed them, and I think that it did expose things. Like, if you can match their toughness early, do all that, then you'll be fine. And my friend Colleen Campbell, the brains behind the Loyola National Championships and when we won in 2012, is listening. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
She went to Purdue. You got to be all
She's
in
a Boilermaker.
She got to be all in on basketball to win. That's why Connecticut's a great job. Florida's a football school, but Donovan got two there. And this guy, Todd Golden, has really... I like his schedule. He got better. My thing was he was the best team in January, early February that nobody was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The guy laid 30 on Tennessee. He won a lot of big games, and he's a Bruce Pearl disciple. Then he went to San Fran. I saw him in San Fran. He lost to Murray State. When Kentucky lost to St. Peter's, oh, the same region.
Yeah.
Condon's really good, but it's all Walter Clayton Jr., and that's the one area when Gillespie has to show up hard.
Defensively, right? Can't get lost in the wash?
Well, I was going to say it. How can they be better on the boards tonight? Because Florida's ninth in rebounding differential, and we just saw the two out of the past three games. It's been a nightmare.
Look, the offensive, when Queens sweeps up the defensive glass, and Juju's had an unbelievable four. I actually think Juju's numbers should really go up in the rafters. He stayed through a lot of
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Juju stayed through all the hurricanes and one more tornado coming at him with the coaching.
How about that at the very end?
The guy's two free throws were unbelievable. Yes. His two free throws.
And that offensive
how about the
rebound?
That
was a grown man.
You know, so they got to, you know, Selt Miguel. The one good thing is they have a sixth man in Geronimo. I don't know if it ever goes small. You know, go big. I apologize. Go big. Have Queen at the three.
That's what I brought up earlier in the week. Could there be certain times in this game where three bigs are on the court?
I mean,
that Queen's assignment is very different.
Gary Williams used to do this interesting thing, put the six best players. Now, Red Auerbach would say the sixth man was going to start and somebody was going to be the sixth man. So you'd have a really good player. Gary's thing was who are six and seven best players? And we're going to find a way to play them together.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Rodney Elliott played the three, whether Keith Booth played center, whether we went small, whether we went big. In that sense, Jason,
because I saw
something going big. Play 2-3,
right? I saw some interesting stuff. We saw Rodney Rice on the ball a little bit more than we're used to. We saw DHS. I know that Miguel was in some. I don't want him touching the basketball on the front court, Jimmy. But we saw him. We saw him at least run around. We saw him run around on defense more than Miguel.
He could have used any three letters other.
I'm just saying, could there be certain? I'm not saying he's out there for even 4 or 5 minutes at a time, but certain spurts where he's playing defense with Geronimo. You've got three bigs and DHS. You're trying to get stops.
Let's face it, DHS is probably more of a forward than a guard, is what we're learning.
Yes.
So why not? I can put him out there. If you can put Rice to the one and then Miguel at the two, you're talking about an NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the NBA size when you watch an NBA game. You know,
yeah.
Keyshawn George, who I love for the Wizards, people don't realize
nice
he's 6'8".
Yeah.
Really playing. He may end up being the best of them all. And I love Bub. Sad about Bub's dad, RIP, one of the great people in this city in this game. You have big size at Queen at the three. He showed you he can play the threes,
right?
On the ball, but he's
can he handle it defensively? Like he's a little slow for
his own baby. Yeah.
But he's got two other bigs in there. He can
can't
float the
super
perimeter
without SU. They want a title doing it.
Yeah,
he reminds me of Carmelo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he's got the brass ones that Carmelo had.
My thing is just play a little 2-3, and if they're pretty big, you know, I don't want to play Alabama. St. Mary's is one of our schools. Randy Bennett was on our show that day that Nolan, I, and Haney had six coaches on here. I'll remind Nolan and Haney of that. No, I love Nolan and Haney. I'm just messing with them. We were at Bingo World. That place was pretty interesting. I kind of liked it.
You like Cornell?
You liked it? It was nice.
Back sports room was beautiful, but it was impressive, the size. And then they told me the numbers they do on Friday and Saturday when the buses from Jersey come down. Go to Bingo World. Mm. Anyways, back to the topic which matters is can we go big? Sure. Can we have NBA size? Florida's Alabama was a bad matchup for St. Mary's. I talked to Randy Bennett. I said 6'7 and long. Randy Bennett quickly corrected me. They were 6'9, 6'10 and long. They're athletic. You know, there's certain teams the Terps don't like playing against. Maybe a big center, but this center's not dominant. Juju Reese, he always has a bad game like every 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
It's out of his system, so he didn't play well against Michigan. You know, they went coast to coast and got a little, but Reese made the free throws. Reese made the shot. Colorado State was tough. Neat Clifford's a pro. They're one of our Under Armour schools. They're really good. That guy can really coach offense.
And that kid can throw an elbow.
He said it was by accident. He said he apologized.
He looked at him and then threw it.
He got a pretty good one on Queen on the offensive side.
We
got
to teach Jordan Geronimo how to sell that a little bit.
Jordan Geronimo has been, I would say he's been the unsung.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously Rice came out of nowhere to play much better. We knew Gillespie. Selden's been solid, and of course he hits those threes. Reese has been as good a center as you can have in college, and Queen's going to be my fourth pick in the draft, maybe third if it was me, because I think the Wizards pick third, I'd pick them, because that's the position they need next to Sarr. But Geronimo, you know, was down a little bit, but he had a nice last 10 games and was available and played hard and blocked shots and rebounded. And he's going to be critical tonight, kid. Oh, yeah. Where are you watching the game, kid?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Where do you want to watch the game?
I don't know. Talks Joey Chews.
Yeah, let's
maybe?
Do it. Let me know. I'm open for business. You tell me.
I think he's only on the open market for a few more weeks.
Yeah,
so you
better Jimmy, the 28th. Coming.
I know the 28th.
Yeah, you met my buddy John, didn't you, at
Who
the
we
Bingo
playing?
World?
Texas Tech or Arkansas? I have Texas Tech. I like John.
Texas Tech.
And Marty Kelly.
Yeah.
I got Texas Tech, too. I got Ole Miss.
Quickly, let's go through the games.
I got Auburn. I got Ole Miss because of Chris Beard.
I want Auburn. Auburn scares the crap out of me, Jimmy. They haven't been playing great basketball.
No, but Michigan is a match. Remember I said there's matchups people don't like? I'm not so sure Michigan likes that one. By the way, that's in Atlanta. A lot of their fans, they got settled. Yeah. I just have a funny feeling that Duke could lose tonight. And I think they are very talented, and if they win tonight, they go to the finals. I have Alabama. Houston, that's a no-brainer because they rebound coming off the bench. I mean, off the bus, and I got Kentucky. So I had all those. I had McNeese State in my round of 16, but that threw it out.
Does Maryland win, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, Maryland wins 77-74.
Wow. Love it.
There you have to.
Sign me up.
Sunshine. We love it. Cloudy.
I know, Terp fans, there's been better days, but we're in the Sweet 16. It's Thursday night.
Come on.
They're going to keep winning.
Come on.
And at the end of the day, Willard went to 2 out of 3 NCAAs. Whatever he does after that.
We don't care.
Welcome to the new world. You know, meet the new boss.
Same as the old boss. Yeah.
We're sending Beltway Ben up there.
Yeah, to heckle
the hell out of him.
Heckle him.
The great organizations start at the top, and you can't do it alone. Remember, Coach K, you have to have help. The president needs help from the AD, and then the coach needs help from everybody, and then the support staff. And when you're all united, you can do great things. And then once in a while, there's a guy like Gary Williams that can lead the charge by himself.
Yes.
And then gather people like Tark and all these friends of ours from Annapolis and stuff in Montgomery. It's just you have to all be in it together, and eventually we will get there. We were there for a while, and things happened, and I have no idea what happened. I wasn't there. I haven't got any information. I didn't go to Seattle. I didn't go to San Fran. I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow. So that's what I do, what I'm told, but I love inside access.
Yes, and
we love you.
We appreciate you. I say Gary coaches tonight.
Maybe Gary should be the AD for 3 months.
I'll take that.
Yeah, interim AD, absolutely.
AD for 3 months.
Let's go.
Coming up next in Purple Rain in the forecast, and there's some guys on the market that have Ravens ties. Who would you like to see them have a reunion with on the defensive side of the football? We'll give you the list next here on The Fan.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offseason continues for the Ravens, and they're in that mode now where they're making some minor moves. They signed Awuzie, one-year deal, helps the depth at corner, and the Ravens could use some help pass rush-wise, and there are a couple of pass rushers on the outside. One actually is a little of both, and then a guy on the inside that all have Ravens ties, and with that bone, hit him with the pole.
I-105.
Your phone. Your mic's off.
You got to.
He just left the room. I can't.
Oh,
I can't. You don't have a mic. He just left the room. Bone. Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. Geez. Hey, Ravens flock. If the Ravens could facilitate a reunion with one former defensive player, which one would you choose out of Judon, Calais Campbell, Za'Darius Smith? It's pretty split between the three. Matt Judon has a narrow lead, 36.7%. Calais Campbell, 33.5%. And Za'Darius Smith, 29.9.
So,
well done, Bone.
You got three guys. How's the mic work?
That was a high degree of difficulty.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah. So, if you had a Sophie's choice, you can only pick one. Who are you picking?
I'll take any of the three. I don't say this with extreme conviction. I went Judon just because I think, I worry about the Van Noy thing reaching its expiration date. The deeper I start to get into this draft, the more I'm convinced that with all the just bonanza bounty of picks that they have between the second and the fifth round, that they're going to be sitting there multiple times saying, we got to take a D tackle. A D tackle's calling their name.
Mullins just hit another homer.
Yeah, no three-run homer. Two homers for Seti today. Yeah. I think they're going to be sitting there saying, we can't pass this guy up. And they're very good at identifying D-tackles, and there's some D-tackles, versatile D-tackles, that I think will have them salivating in multiple rounds. So that's why I kind of don't know about worry about as much about the interior stuff. We know how versatile Judon can be in this system, and they're not going to pay big money for a pass rusher in his prime, and frankly, they've struggled to identify guys who really make a difference on the edge through the draft. So I went Judon, but I wouldn't be mad at any of these.
I wouldn't be mad at any of them either. And I was between Judon and Za'Darius Smith, but a slight lean with Za'Darius. I like his versatility and the fact that you can line him up anywhere across the defensive line. He had 9 sacks last year, 17 quarterback hits. He just played in the AFC North, the past year and a half or so before he got traded to Detroit. And I think he's still got some stuff left in the tank for him. But
he's got some stuff.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff, Bone.
He does.
It's funny because we didn't plan this, but I want Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell is coming off a really good year in Miami. Mm-hmm. I think they figured out the secret sauce as far as number of snaps, and I think you emulate that. And he gives you leadership in that locker room.
That he does. Certainly he brings, I think, a different style of leadership than a Judon or a Za'Darius Smith would bring. Not that those guys wouldn't bring their own style, but I think Calais's is a little different. Maybe a little more old school. Man, this whole Calais thing, right? We've been hearing about it for a while. It's been percolating for a while. We've all been speculating on it for a while. If it doesn't happen before the draft, I don't know that it's happening after the draft, because I just don't think they're going to look at their needs after the draft and say, as much as we like Calais, that's what we need.
They're probably drafting one or two.
I think they're going to use a premium pick. I think they're going to use a premium pick on a defensive lineman. I wouldn't be surprised a first, second round pick.
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to have to use one with their first pick, because I think they're going to look at their first pick. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But yeah, there's one who I think they wouldn't pass on. And then otherwise, I think they're just saying, we're going to get what we like third round or fifth round. I could see it being a DB with that first pick. I really could.
A corner or one of those safeties drops.
But I do think of that trio, I do think one of them's probably back here.
I could see it.
Definitely.
Hey, they got close to Calais a year ago.
Yeah.
They got really close to Za'Darius
a couple years ago. We'll always have that Morgan Moses answer at the presser.
And, like, I know Judon didn't leave here in the greatest circumstances of the world, but it wasn't the end of the world either. And, like, if you're Judon and you're not going to be getting much money, right, and it's one last bite at the apple, wouldn't you, like, all things being remotely close to being equal, wouldn't you come here?
Yeah.
Like, you know exactly what Harbs is. You know exactly what practices are going to be like. You know the area. Like, other guys have done it. You would be far from the first guy to come back here for a second or third bite at the apple. And, like, you know you're going to be in the playoffs. Like, you know they're not going to kill you in the regular season. I don't know. I think it would make a lot of sense.
Can't believe the draft is less than a month away now. It's the time flies. The days are long, but the weeks are short, Jason.
Okay.
That's what they say. Baseball season's here.
I have to think about that, so I'll get back to you on that tomorrow.
Baseball is here. Orioles lead 9-2. We'll update you on how they've gotten that lead.
Cedric Mullins, 2 home runs.
Oh, Sir Anthony Dominguez looks like he's in the game. That's always fun.
Well, I'm comfortable. This is where I'm comfortable with him here. Man. 7-run lead, roll with it.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Mike Popovic at 6. Pregame coverage from Maryland, Florida starts at 6:30 here on The Fan. Orioles lead 9-2, bottom of the 7th, 2 outs, but Sir Anthony Dominguez kind of imploding. He's walked a couple, giving up a hit. He's got 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs in the 7th, and he's 3-1 to the current hitter. Alas, before we get to the text of the day, quickly, we have a couple polls, Bone.
Yeah, the Terps poll, assuming Kevin Willard is gone to Villanova, should Maryland pull a Bo Schembechler and fire Willard immediately, having someone else, maybe David Cox, coach the team tonight, or let Willard finish what he started? About 700 votes in, a Maryland man coaches Maryland, 58.7%, ride with Willard, 41.3%.
Yeah, I had a good idea. I thought of it later after that was written. But Gary Williams, let him coach tonight.
Hey, I think he's got another 40 minutes.
Yeah,
in him.
He can give you
at
40.
At least he
could give you 40.
Come on.
And the other poll?
The other poll that we just hit the Ravens. Hey, Ravens flock, if the Ravens could facilitate a reunion with one former defensive player, which one would you choose? Matt Judon, 36.5%. Calais Campbell, 34%. Zadarius Smith, 29.5%.
Yeah, it's funny, the three of us went with three different dudes. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check, 1, 2, check.
Text today is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. It's driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text today comes from David in Towson, who says, "So strange to see Santander in the Blue Jays uniform today. Glad to have Orioles baseball back."
Yeah, I do love me some baseball, and it's good to have the birds back. Cedric Mullins, 2 bombs. O'Neill, a bomb. Adley, a bomb.
A lot of positives from today. O'Neill with the bomb, but also 3 for 3. Zach Eflin was really, really good. He only gave up 2 hits. One was the 2-run shot. A lot of offense.
Yeah, it's good to see. Zach Eflin was good. He gave up one. His first hit was a 2-run homer.
Yeah, the homer.
So he was pretty solid today for start number one.
Absolutely. Sir Anthony Dominguez, shaky, but got out of it.
Well, how you feeling about tonight?
I would love to see them win, of course. We all would love to see the Terps win. I think they lose, but I think they keep it close. Maybe a 6-8 point loss against Florida. It's just a shame, Ken. It really is. The fact that this story with Willard, it's the biggest story.
Yeah,
It overshadows everything. Granted, once the first pitch, which ended up getting delayed 30 minutes for no reason.
I don't know.
Happened, I got excited about the O's, but it overshadowed the O's for me as well. And it's a shame with this program in their first Sweet 16 in 9 years, and we're talking about a head coach that's bolting.
Beltway Ben, will the Terps pull off the upset to give us more basketball on Saturday?
If we weren't in this situation with everything, I think they have a lot better chance. And I'm not sure that it directly comes from the players, right? I don't think the players are going to be like not locked in because of the coaching thing. But I think the head coach is a coward, and I think he knows he has a foot out the door. I don't think he's going to coach them as hard. And I don't know, like, you've seen that relationship with him and the guys all year.
So after the Derek Queen.
Right. It was like evident. Like, I don't know. I just get a weird feeling now. Like, now that it's set, everybody knows, including the donors who are paying these players.
Who booed him on his way to the arena.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That is actually incredible.
In the hotel.
I did not know that. But that,
there's a video.
That is great. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that.
Coach Kermit coming next?
He might. Well, Pines might have another good announcement in the next few days when we're looking for our new coach. Maybe he announces there's maybe a different character.
Coach Miss Piggy. Beaker. I like Beaker. Swedish Chef.
Yes. Swedish Chef. Yeah. That's a good
coach
one.
Coach Swedish Chef will be here. How about the two old guys in the Raptors?
Yes.
That'd be a good. They could co-coach.
They're a little too sarcastic. Yeah. I need someone more
too salty. Bone.
Like Beaker.
Salty Beaker's a good one. Salty Bone. What about who's the guy with the crooked nose?
I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
And there's Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie would be great. Fozzie's
Waka
got a good
Waka Waka.
Great person.
What do we have on tomorrow's show, Bob?
Tomorrow's show, we got Ariel Epstein. We're hopefully
Gonzo
going to recap an Orioles win. Hopefully recap a Terps win. If not, who could be their next head coach? We'll get into that as well. Big Ben McDonald will be joining us because tomorrow's game is Apple, not Masson. And G-Unit, man. Greg Peterson. Best bets with him.
Jackson Holiday base hit. Don't think he'll be running up 9-2, though.
No,
so
no, don't.
Good to see Jackson get off to Schneid. Coming up next, though, don't change that dial. Mike Popovic. He's going to take it up until 6:30, and then he's going to toss it to himself for Maryland pregame coverage. Takes it up till 7:30. Maryland, Florida tips at 7:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan.